And my heart is perceiving. Your plan is to do something.
Your plan is to do something.
Inside of me today.
Inside of me today.
Not next week, now.
Not next week, now.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
I'm going to release a word that was given about a lighthouse because of the vision that came on Tuesday night. Because this is, I didn't know where this was in my Bible, but the Lord showed me a vision in a place in my Bible where I have material that is put together. This revelation came to Susan O'Meara at their church in New York on March 1st, 2019. So it's a year plus. But I want you to listen carefully. So if you'll just close your eyes and just hear this word, it is a little bit lengthy, but it has a purpose. Because I believe you're going to see the plan of God instead of the news on the networks. The vision encounter. As I began praying, the Lord took me into a vision. He began to show me some of the plots and plans of God and of the enemy for this land and this nation. I saw his people being built into pillars all across this land. As they became pillars, then all of a sudden the Lord descended. I saw Bob Jones, who's a prophet, and I saw Ruth Heflin, also a prophet. They were examples to us of a father and mother of the glory. I saw them go to the pillars and they began to touch them. As they did this, they became golden, which is the glory, because that was their ministry. As the pillars became golden, they all became massive prayer towers. The towers began to release signals all throughout the atmosphere. The signals of heaven, the signals of life. As I watched, Bob and Ruth began to go all across the pillars and became prayer towers. I saw the war in the heavens and the war in the earth. There has been a battle of life and death has been empowered. The frequency of death has resonated throughout the nations, with an S, to begin to try and slay the inheritors of the harvest that is to come, and also to destroy the foundations of the glory that have been laid these past 2 years, but they cannot. What I saw was, as the prayer towers begin to assemble and activated, they begin to release the frequency of life. I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to let it go. Say, Lord Jesus, when I pray, the frequency of life
is released in my area.
Because you're on my case,
and you're in my heart.
And life is pouring out of me
every time I pray.
I'm going to repeat that part. What I saw was, as the prayer towers begin to be assembled and activated, and they begin to release the frequency of life, I saw the very spirit of death begin to heave and convulse. Because the law of the spirit of life, the frequency of life, the declarations of truth began to vibrate and resonate in the atmosphere. And this began to deal with death. The signals of death began to lose its power. I repeat, the signals of death began to lose its power. It began to flicker. The continual flow of darkness began to lose its flow and flicker, like electronics would flicker in a lightning storm. The more that we began to release life, the more that we began to release Christ, the more that we began to decree from heaven in prayer times, the more that life began to disrupt the frequency of death and destruction that man and the devil have empowered in the land. Life began to break up those communications and were where those dark communications could no longer have a true flow. But they began to break up. When the communications began to break up, people began to wake up. Say, I'm waking up.
I'm waking up.
All right. As the people began to wake up, they began to shake up. They began to look up, and they saw life flowing. They began to ascend into life, and death began to lose its power and its strongholds, and it could no longer hinder or stop the glory that is pouring. The sound of life began to get louder and louder and longer and stronger until the communications of death that held the strongholds on the nation began to shatter, and holes began to appear in the entire cities and regions that were covered in darkness and death and fear and despair. It began to bust holes in the atmosphere, and life began to descend into entire cities and regions again. And there was a contending for truth. Man began to cry out and seek the truth. As I sought the truth, the transmission from the prayer towers then became lighthouses. And beams of light began to shoot everywhere. As they shot everywhere, they blasted the canopy of darkness and shot more holes in it until entire nations were full of light, and no longer could the darkness come over that nation in this hour, because the darkness is heaving and leaving, because the church is cleaving. She's achieving because she's believing, and she's receiving, and life is flowing, and you are to be knowing which way you are going, because that's why I am showing. Say, I got it, Lord.
I got it, Lord.
I'm starting to understand.
Everywhere I go.
The light's in me. It's flowing out.
It's flowing out.
To the north.
To the north.
To the south.
To the south.
To the east.
To the east.
And to the west.
And to the west.
And death is on the run.
And death is on the run.
Darkness is having a problem.
Darkness is having a problem.
Because I'm on the job.
Because I'm on the job.
Amen.
Catching on? Mm-hmm. Take another deep breath. Way down deep. Let it go. That's it. Here goes. The Lord speaks through prophecy. So this is not from the vision. This is separate. The prophetic word came at this point. I say to you in this hour that I have set two men in power. On two nations they stand, and they are my two sons of oil, set by my hand. No man and no devil and no plot and no plan can remove my men from their stand. For I am arising in both lands, and I shall deal, for I am angry, says the Lord. I am angry over those that would undermine my men that I have set in. I shall deal, and I shall shake both nations. Those that try to undermine them, I shall destroy in this hour. They shall fall in their pride and in their wicked power. They shall not move my men, for my oil is pumping in. I shall supply them. I shall protect them. I shall empower them more, and there shall be war. I tell you, through this war, They are going to take more. This land is going to expand. Israel is going to expand. I am going to take more ground because death has been found, and I shall pound it into the ground. Those that seek to undermine my men, they shall fall before them. They shall fall again, and they shall wonder at my hand, because no man can set array my plan. No man can remove my man before his time. I say to you, do not look at men. Do not look at the enemy. Do not look at the battle in fear, but know that I am here. I am standing in Israel, and I am standing in America, and I have my hand on them. I am pumping oil into them, and they are sons of oil, and they shall take a wicked spoil. They shall spoil wickedness. They shall spoil the camp of the enemy. They shall spoil lawlessness. They shall spoil it, and you will toil it, and you will oil it through my tower of prayer. Because you are ones that care. You are the ones who do not look everywhere, but you look at me because you and I agree, because you stand in my counsel with me. Look and see the battle before thee, for it shall not stand. I shall shake both lands, and I shall bring war. But I tell you that you shall achieve more, because the battle is mine, says the Lord. Because it's my battle. Wickedness, I am going to trample in my saddle. Do not be shaken when it looks like my men will be taken. Oh, do not be mistaken. Oh, no. Righteousness shall stand and prevail in both lands. I will convict the hearts of both nations, for they think they are above my station. They think they know more than me, than they know me. But they are about to encounter me face to face, and both nations will be locked in my love embrace, because I am the keeper of the race. But you must understand, and you must not look to the news, to man. You must stand and agree with me, for I am going to rout with an astounding victory. You will see miracles in the air. You will see miracles in the seas. You will see miracles in the land, and you will see miracles expand, because my angels are moving at my command, and I am going to shake both lands, because the harvest shall expand. It's time for prayer towers. It's time for my golden towers in this hour, transmitting life and the frequency of life and the sound of my voice to shatter the atmosphere of death and to bring life forth instead. You are the keepers of my tower. You are the lighthouse of light that will shatter the night. Because I told you the day has dawned and it is already getting very bright. Do you not see with new sight? Do you not understand your authority and your right? You are in a new day, and it is the day of my glory and the fear and of my power this year. It's going to increase and it's going to accelerate. It's going to multiply. It's not time to say, Lord, why is all this happening? Understand, it is my plan. I know what's at hand because I wrote it. Ha! But I gave you authority to reap it and to receive the inheritance of my sons and daughters, and prepare you as a generation to mother and to father. They are mothers and fathers in my hand. I set Bob and Ruth as a sign, as my fathers and mothers of my glory, that would raise up a generation of mothers and fathers that would mature my army in this hour. You stand at the precipice of great glory, great war, and great power. Watch as my two lands shake. Watch, and they stand as my torches in my hand. And as darkness heaves and cleaves and roars, you have yet to see more. because every time they go to war, I take more. My angels are in the saddle and they are ready for battle. Are you ready for battle? You are my prayer towers. You are my saddle. I will win the battle through you, and that's the inheritance that is yours. And it is true. I saw a trumpet. I saw Netanyahu. I saw them both, Trump and Netanyahu. And I saw darkness. The frequency of death is so angry because life is pumping into the earth. I saw the frequency of life began to disrupt and cause glitches in their transmission. I saw the counsel of the wicked begin to flicker, beginning to break up the streams of their communications, beginning to have gaps. As it did, people began to wake up because they were no longer under the influence of that flow. It began to break up, and they began to wake up and to know that this was not the truth that they had been influenced by. I saw both of them, Trump and Netanyahu, in a great battle. I saw the angels and I saw Jesus standing between them with his hands on their heads, and he was pumping oil into them. Jesus was the tree, and he was pumping into them wisdom and counsel and strategy, because Jesus set them in office. Man did not. They will not be removed from office until God says. When he says they will, but for now, they have an assignment. God is showing us heaven's plan. But if we don't agree with heaven's plan, guess what? Guess what's going to happen? God wants the church to begin to legislate because we have authority to enforce heaven and heaven's will in the earth. I want you to put one hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You're on the job.
You're on the job.
You poured out.
You poured out.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
To these leaders.
To these leaders.
And to us.
And to us.
We're asking for confirmation works. Works and words of knowledge.
Works and words of knowledge.
Dreams and visions for us.
Dreams and visions for us.
So that we'll understand your plan. You gave this word a year ago. And we see the fruits of this word. And the truth of this word. And I'm asking for grace.
For me and my house.
And my family.
Those that I hold in my heart.
And for this region.
For Chicopee.
For the region of Hampden County.
For Massachusetts.
For New England.
For the United States.
And for America.
And for Israel.
And for all the sheep nations.
That are being prepared.
To see the light of God.
And the life of God.
Invade the earth.
And eradicate death.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
I know that's a lot of ammunition. And I really questioned. I said, Lord, do you want me to read it all? He says, you're not done. Okay? That was about 5:30 this morning. So I have a sense to keep on going because I'm going to obey to give out what I have received, and then we'll open it up to you. I heard last night that he wanted me to go to Joel chapter 2, so it came back again this morning. So we're going to Joel chapter 2. And there's a couple of verses that he told me that I had to give to you from the Amplified. So, I'm going to do my best to obey what he wanted. And when it's time, I will share the parts from the Amplified. In Joel chapter 2, the Lord is showing us his army. And I want to kind of give you an understanding that when my first understandings of Joel chapter 2, all I could remember was the day of the Lord and verse 28. And afterwards I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, etc. And your young men will see visions. And it goes on. That was always the focus. And I can remember many years back, the Holy Spirit kept pounding in. That's not the focus. The focus is not just the gifts of the Spirit. Because you can have all the gifts of the Spirit and have no love, and you just become a real irritation. So, verse 1 of chapter 2 says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand. A day of darkness and gloom. A day of clouds and thick blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, nor ever will be in ages to come. So there's one of this, not another one coming down the highway. Before them fire devours, before them a flame blazes. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden, behind them a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses. They gallop among like cavalry, with a noise like that of chariots, and they leap over the mountaintops like a crackling fire consuming stubble, like a mighty army drawn up for battle. At the sight of them, nations, with an S, are in anguish. Every face turns pale. They charge like warriors. They scale like soldiers. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other. Each marches straight ahead. They plunge through defenses without breaking rank. Notice there, without breaking rank. They rush upon the city and they run along the walls. They climb into the houses like thieves. They enter through the windows. Before them the earth shakes, the sky trembles, the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. Isn't that a surprise? It's the Lord's army that's doing this kind of destruction. What are they tearing apart? Death, lies, deception. And the focus is coming back so that God's plan will unfold. So the Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty are those who obey his commands. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your hearts, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord, your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing. Grain offerings and drink offerings to the Lord. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, and call a sacred assembly. Gather the people, consecrate the assembly, bring together the elders, gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room, the bride her chambers. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the temple and the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? The Lord answers, then the Lord will be jealous for his land and take pity on his people. The Lord will reply to them, I am sending you grain, new wine, and oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. In other words, what he's actually saying is this army of God is going to be so united in its purpose that the laughing of the church and the insults at the God of heaven will stop. Right now, if you listen to the news, you've got mockery going against all of the nations of the earth that have a trust in God, have a reliance on prayer, and they make a mockery of it, and God is fed up. Verse 20 says, I will drive the northern army far from you, pushing it into a parched and barren land, with its front columns going into the eastern sea, those in the rear into the western sea. Anybody remember what happened to the Israelites when they went through the sea? What happened to Pharaoh's army?
Destroyed.
Who destroyed it?
God.
Is it the same about to happen?
I believe so.
And its stench will go up. Its smell will rise. Dead bodies don't smell good, by the way. Surely he has done great things. Be not afraid, O land. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Be not afraid, O wild animals, for the open pastures are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit, and the fig tree and the vine yields their riches. Be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rain in righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains as before. The threshing floor will be filled with grain, the vats with overflow with new wine and oil. If I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. So that's another promise that he's going to give this army everything that they lost and restore it. The great locusts and the young locusts and the other locusts and the locust swarms. My great army that I sent among you, you will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Ah, that's a surprise. Because most of the church is laughed at. Even when I heard the news last night where there was a Pentecostal church in Mississippi, did anybody see that?